Hello, everyone. This is Michael Killian. Welcome to another edition of Wine Cool Tech. This edition is going to be rather Christmassy, as you might expect. The title of this program pretty much tells you everything. The Night Before Christmas. Only, we're not going to be playing the original poem here. That you've already seen, heard, and read. Instead, I'm going to play you a couple of variations on it, both of which have an amateur radio theme to them. Those of you out there who are amateur radio operators, as well as computer geeks, will find these quite interesting, and perhaps even amusing. One of them goes back many, many years. Exactly how many, I don't know. The other is fairly recent. Following these two items, I will have a third item which is not at all Christmassy, but still quite amusing, especially for those really into computers. That one will be called If a Packet Has a Pocket. The first two items, I should tell you, are taken from This Week in Amateur Radio, a weekly program giving you up-to-the-minute amateur radio news. It is available on the web at www.twiar.org. It is also available in podcast format. With that, let's go to Bill Barron, K2FNH, of Albany, New York, for our first entry.
A Christmas Packet, with apologies to Clement C. Moore. 'Twas the night before Christmas, the moon shone so bright, its light on the snow was a beautiful sight. I sat down in my easy chair with a sigh, through the window I stared at the stars in the sky. Suddenly I woke to a racket. I knew right away something came in on the packet. I rose from my chair and went back to my shack, while the radio kept up its clackety-clack. A breath burst out of my TNC. The headline said that it was for me. This must be a joke, was the thought in my head. D.E. the North Pole was the way that it read. I knew that it must be one of the boys, so I tried to connect to the source of the noise. So quickly I typed, con okay on, but just as fast as it came, it was gone. Then from the parlor I heard a soft thump. And then heard the front door close with a bump. Puzzled, I went to the living room door, and there my eyes were drawn down to the floor. I couldn't believe what I saw by the tree. Earplugs for my wife, and a new rig for me. That sneaky old elf, he pulled quite a gag. While I was in the back, he snuck in with his bag. The few minutes I was on, packety-pack, gave him just enough time to empty his sack. Then from my set, I heard one last zap. I turned and was back in my shack in a snap. I thought I knew what this message might be, so as I sat down to look at the CRT, this line I read by the screen streetlight: Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a good night.
The second entry in our program today comes from the late Gene Shepherd, whose call I'm afraid I do not recall. This apparently goes back maybe 20, 30 or more years. But here is Gene Shepherd with A Ham's Christmas.
A Ham's Christmas by the late Walter A. Tompkins, K6ATX. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and in the ham shack was the warm glow of tubes in the transmitter rack. The logbook was brought up to date with great care in case the FCC might someday be there. XYL and harmonics were snug in their beds. No Tennessee Indians to addle their heads. I plugged in the mic and my new VFO, getting all set for a nice QSO. When from the relays there rose such a clatter, I yanked the big switch to see what was the matter. And then up on the roof, by the 2-meter beam, there came QRM like a heterodyne scream. On Gonset, on Babcock, on Viking, and Almack, on Ranger, on Collins, on Heathkit, and IMAC. Bias to the grid and volts to the plate. Just watch that S-meter while we all modulate. As I turned on the rig and reached for a dial, from the antenna tuner, Santa slid with a smile. An RF choke he held tight in his teeth. Coax encircling his head like a wreath. A bundle of ham gear he had flung on his back. Was that my name on a new power pack? He had a stub nose like an egg insulator, and his cheeks glowed bright red like a hot oscillator. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, laying out all the gear, then turned with a jerk, and laying the wave meter alongside his nose, said, "Please, QSL," and up the feeders he rose. He climbed up that dipole, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like a jet-propelled missile. But I heard his last signal from the ionosphere. 73! 88! And a happy new year.
Our final entry today is taken from the Harrow Technology Report, www.theharrowgroup.com. This is an irregular publication found both in text and audio formats, giving you information on technologies yet to come. The speaker is Jeff Harrow, principal of the Harrow Group. As he puts it, if you read this aloud in great Dr. Seuss Cat in the Hat style, you're in for a treat. And I have to agree.
If a packet hits a pocket. The following portion of a poem by Gene Ziegler, as published in the December 12, 2000 PC News Digest, was brought to our attention by Ellie Rubin. If you read it aloud in good Dr. Seuss Cat in the Hat style, you're in for a treat. My congratulations to the author. This is a great way for the techie at heart to kick back and relax as the holiday season looms ahead. This excerpt goes, "If a packet hits a pocket on a socket on a port, and the bus is interrupted as a very last resort, and the address of the memory makes your floppy disk abort, then the socket packet pocket has an error to report. If your cursor finds a menu followed by a dash, and the double-clicking icons put your window in the trash, and your data is corrupted 'cause the index doesn't hash, then your situation's hopeless and your system's gonna crash. If the label on your cable on the gable at your house says the network is connected to the button on the mouse, but your packets want to tunnel to another protocol, that's repeatedly rejected by the printer down the hall, and your screen is all distorted by the side effects of Gauss, so your icons in the window are as wavy as a souse, then you may as well reboot and go out with a bang, because as sure as I'm a poet, the sucker's gonna hang. When the copy of your floppy's getting sloppy on the disk, and the microcode instructions cause unnecessary risk, then you have to flash your memory and you'll want to ram your ROM. Quickly turn off your computer and be sure to tell your mom." End quote. The only thing that troubles me is that on reflection, this sounds just like some of my networking instructors in classes so long ago.
My thanks to This Week in Amateur Radio and the Harrow Technology Report for providing these materials for today's program. I hope you have enjoyed them. With that, I shall wish you a very Merry Christmas. I hope you have a Happy New Year. And we'll see you on the flip-flop in 2006.